97 Bob FM, now with more whatever than ever before. Your next chance to play the Wheel of Fortune is coming up at 8:40 to qualify to see Night Ranger, Journey, and Foreigner in the same concert. It's going to be amazing. Get those dialing fingers ready. It is Bob's Breakfast. That was Foreigner with Double Vision.
Showers with the risk of a thunderstorm today, a high of 25 degrees. Right now it's 23 outside.
And joining us in studio right now is Steve O'Connor, who works with TISMA, and Automotion is tomorrow. Are you guys ready for this or what?
Oh, we're always ready, Jameson. At this point, if we're not ready, we're running our butts off. So,
well, yeah. It is the 25th anniversary, so I think running your butts off pretty well describes the last few days for you, doesn't it?
Oh, it does. It's all putting the fine-tuning on everything and making sure all the setup goes right. And at this moment in time, always have little things that pop up.
Oh, yeah. Well, one of the biggest things I know that a lot of the parents and some of the kids that have caught on to is Tow Mater is coming into town. He's from Cars and Cars 2.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun.
And he's really looking forward to it. We've been associated with Tow for a little while, and he's going to be showing up there bright and early on Saturday, and he's going to be looking for all the kids in Brockville because, I mean, that's his favorite, right? He just loves the kids.
So. Absolutely. I have a feeling the kids are going to be finding him pretty darn quick, too.
Yeah. We're gonna have, actually, if the kids are looking for him, he won't be hard to find. He'll be down in the area of the canteen down on Blockhouse, so it won't be hard to find. Just head down there, and there he is.
Well, that's awesome. Now, for the bigger kids out, you know, the old muscle cars, you got some of the finer ones coming out?
We always have pretty much the cream of the crop as far as the muscle cars go. Your basics, your Challengers and your Mustangs and your Camaros and Corvettes. We always get a great crop of Corvettes. I mean,
right on. Well, what are you guys thinking for numbers for this year?
Being the 25th anniversary, and we've pretty much been promoting the 25th anniversary since the finale last year. I'm thinking we're going to definitely be taking a shot at our record, which would be the mid 700s. Yeah,
wow.
I think we're going to be pretty packed. It's the weather's looking like it's going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. 36 degrees, the last thing I heard.
I highly suggest a lot of sunblock. And, I think we're going to need it everywhere across. So it's looking like it's going to be a beautiful day for it.
Well, one of the things I do have to ask, you were mentioning earlier, and tomorrow there could be a bit of an addition.
Well, late this week we just found out that the Thousand Islands Poker Run for the powerboats, It's pretty much confirmed that they'll have something there for people to see as well for their weekend, which is a week from now.
Absolutely. Last year you guys won the Brockville Tourism Award for good measure and for good reason.
We deem it a success every year, but we're not a big club. We're only maybe 15 to 20 people. But because of the volunteers and the local merchants and you know, the city of Brockville, and Blockhouse Island is like the premier gorgeous sight in all of the car shows in Ontario. I mean, there's lots of shows that are bigger, more cars, so to speak. But as far as the prestige sight, we definitely have it. I mean, Blockhouse is gorgeous, and nobody can take that away from us. The people come. They love the show. They love seeing the cars. The atmosphere is calm and collected. It's laid back, you know, get a lemonade, grab an ice cream. There's memorabilia, you know, the Thunderdome Racing, if you want to play with remote control cars, he's coming.
Right on.
So there's some things there for, we try to hit on all parts for somebody to have something to do. And the cars are just, you know, icing on the cake. They're just eye candy for everybody.
Well, you know, there's something to be said for over 700 cars, Tow Mater for the kids. You know, you got the canteen on Blockhouse and lots of activities to do. And having the backdrop of the Thousand Islands is something you can't find anywhere else. So at what time can we get people down there?
Well, we're going to open the gate. We like to see people come after 9. And it goes till we tear the show down till about 6:30. But spectators can come in at say 9. We like to get most of the cars in so they have something to see. And it just, if I could take 1 minute, I just want to go out and say I want to thank Brockville and everybody in it, because 25 years ago the conception of Automotion happened, and here we are 25 years later, and the people keep coming and the cars keep coming. So you know, it's not just us.
Hey. Thank you very much, Steve, and even better, thank you for coming in this morning and talking to us about the 25th anniversary.
Great. Thank you, Jameson, for having us.
Cheers.
Put real sizzle into your barbecue.